views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Her vast knowledge coupled with her innate intuitive abilities have made her a much sought-after holistic intuitive recognized as a leader on the cutting edge of holistic healthcare and the creator of TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System. Tune in to learn how your body has all of the answers and discover the power to transform physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Let your body become vibrantly healthy on every level. Call in during the show at 800-930-2819 to connect with Mary Jane directly and find out what thousands of clients from across the country with every physical issue imaginable have discovered. Now here's your host, Mary Jane Mack.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane and Benny. And today, we're talking about kidney and bladder issues and how they affect your body. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has a nutrition business in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAP system. She's over there fidgeting, so that's why I'm a little distracted. The Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing the body to find out where your deficiencies are. Recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets into your body, balances you out, and brings you back to optimal health. She's been doing this work since, I believe, 1992, and today she will be answering your questions. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about yourself, about your children, about your pets, as she does pets, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, I'd like to welcome Mary Jane. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh,
crazy Nancy.
Yeah, it's just, well, it's been a crazy morning. Traffic and rain.
It is. It looks like everybody's, the traffic out there is unbelievable. Like everybody's detouring and going somewhere.
Yeah, too many people. So.
All right. So definitely give us a call. Tell us your story if you're one of my clients or any question. Again, like Nancy said, we have clients from all over the United States. And I also do phone consultations. So it doesn't matter where you are, we can still take care of you.
Mary Jane is awesome. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mom. So she makes miracles happen all the time. So she's a pretty spectacular lady. Okay.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Well, yeah. Oh, geez. So. Like, you're so shocked that I said that. I tell you that all the time. What else do I say after
you say,
I say
where's
that?
My miracle?
Exactly. Still waiting for my miracle, Mom.
Oh, okay. Nancy, you've had many. You've had many.
I'm due. Okay.
So the reason we're talking about kidney and bladder today is because I have seen this has become such a common, it's always been a common issue, but it seems like recently it's even bigger than ever. And I've had many clients that have come in who have had bladder cancer and have had to have their bladder removed.
And you said that just happened in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
had a
four different people
coming in.
And so so I thought I'd talk about some of, and besides that, people with autoimmune and arthritis type conditions, and it all goes back to the kidney. So and I've had many of the people that have come in, different variety of people. For example, another gal has been to the doctor and had all the lab tests, everything done. She thought she had a kidney thing, but they said, no, everything's okay. And then she had a lot of pelvic pain, low pelvic area in the front of her body. And so they, again, did all these tests. Nothing was abnormal. So they told her that they didn't know what it was, and it could be pelvic inflammatory disease, but no definitive answer, and she had been going to the doctor since January.
Well, I have to, not to interrupt, but I have to give the doctor, like, a thumbs up for saying, I don't know. Because most of the time, they just make something up and say this is it. So
exactly.
I do have to give the doctor a thumbs up for saying, I don't know.
So she had been going through this since January, February. And when she came in, what showed up was actually her kidney and her bladder. Her bladder, when your bladder becomes so inflamed, that's what can cause that lower pelvic pain. And it also can cause like a lot of leg aches, soreness in your legs, difficulty walking. And for her, she was almost debilitated. She could only wear loose clothes because the pain was so intense. And the first thing that showed up on her was her kidney and bladder that was so inflamed. And her question was, well, how do you get this? Well, you can get it from, again, the air you breathe, microwave food. You could be born with it. I mean, some people have had it all their life, but you can have it and not really have symptoms of specific kidney or bladder. It could be like a hidden issue there. You can have a toxic stomach. Again, those drains, when you're breathing in gases from the drains, it gives you a toxic stomach. Then that goes through your bladder and kidney, irritates it. And then you just don't get better.
And then there's the dreaded emotions.
The most important thing is the emotions. So no matter what you do, you can. It's like when I give people nutrition, if they don't do their drains, they're not going to get better. If they don't look at what's going on in their life and where this came from in the first place, how did you create this? Some people are born with it, so they came in with it from whatever happened interutero. So when you're looking at, when I'm looking at somebody with arthritis or issues they've had a long time, you have to look at what created that. What happened when this first started? What happened 5 years before that time? And we can actually muscle test and pinpoint exactly what it is and use a technique to clear it. Because if you don't look at what it's really about, you don't really move forward and get better. It's about letting go of the old so that you can move into a higher vibration and be who you were meant to be.
I love that. Still waiting for my miracle, though. Still waiting for that miracle. And you're also born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies, too. So,
exactly. If your parents have a gallbladder, like sometimes people say, oh, my mother had a bad gallbladder, my grandma had a bad gallbladder, my aunt. Well, if you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies, if they're out of balance, you have a good chance of being out of balance also. Once that's corrected, like when I see people and we correct that in them, does not mean that your children have to be born with those things. Because if you're healthy, then your children are more likely to be healthy.
I love that. And everybody out there is trying to always do the right thing. And a lot of times they're not really doing the right thing. They think they're doing the right thing, but it's not happening. Like all the cleanses people do and trying to eat right. But if, let's say, if your gallbladder's off, you can't eat super healthy food.
Well, if you eat really, certain foods will actually cause you more trouble. If you have a really bad digestive problem and you're eating really healthy food and salads, and sometimes you're going to feel much worse because your body can't digest it. You need to eat foods that are easily digested, that like cooked vegetables and proteins that are not so heavy. And then the idea with that is you just get better faster and feel better faster and get through it.
All right. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So what are some of the other symptoms for your... Oh, let's talk about kidney is fear.
Bladder is ticked off.
And who doesn't have a little bit of fear and who isn't ticked off lately?
Well, it's all relative, too. Whenever I mention things to people, it's like they look at me like, you know, like liver's anger, and they think, well, I'm not an angry person. It's all relative. It's like you may not be angry, but it's how you store it. You take something in, you might not show your anger, but it's there, and that it gets stored in the liver. And just like old fear issues, and when you have, often people have this all their life, and they're always working on it, but it makes it easier to understand and clearer to be able to deal with it when you know what the issue is and where it came from.
All right. We always talk about once you recognize it, that's like the door opening so that you're able to clear it. Move through it and go forward. So it's not, you don't have to like, it's not years of therapy of talking about it. You're able to tap into it, clear it.
Yeah, it's a very simple muscle testing, again, technique, identifying what it is. And remember, your body has all the answers. And it has the answers from interutero, from the time you were conceived till the present day. And when I tap into the body, I have no doubt when I whatever I find that that's what's there. Sometimes people will say, "Oh, that's right on. Oh, that's it," or they'll say, "Oh no, that doesn't make sense to me." But they think about it, and I'll remind them, "This is what your body says." So,
and a lot of them have that aha moment, like,
"Oh, absolutely!
Oh, yeah, I remember now." And then they walk away, and they're like, "Oh my God, it was so
yeah,
simple."
Even after they say, "Well, I don't, that's not me," they think about it and they think, "Oh yeah, that did."
And again, when we're talking about this, it doesn't have to be some, you know, major catastrophe thing. It could be something as simple as somebody cutting you off in traffic or something that happened as a child. You could have been
or reprimanded. Something that never happened that you believed happened. Somebody told you, "Oh, so-and-so got killed in an accident." And you took in that hit and that shock and later found out that they were okay. Well, but you already took in that emotion. So it's like still has to be cleared because you've stored it.
It is fascinating.
Feelings that are buried alive never die.
That's a book. It's a really good book.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the author right now, but
what's the title again?
Feelings buried alive never die. And if you, I think Benny's going to look that up for me. If you get the book, there's a section in it that says if you have something wrong with like your bladder, you go to it.
Carol Truman?
Yeah. That sounds
okay.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at.
You're awesome, Benny.
Feelings buried alive never die. Carol K. Truman.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right.
Yep. That's it. And so you can, if you like a bladder, you could look up bladder and it'll give you a
little more definition
of what that could be. So,
and examples.
Yeah. So, and it's got abdominal, hip, it's got a ton of stuff in it, and it's just a small section of that book. But I bought the book just for that section. And I've had it for, I don't know, 15 years.
Well, exactly. It's like Louise Hay. Louise Hay also had her books do talk about that. So, when you recognize it, where it's from, and you think about it, and things that may have happened to you and you're still carrying it around, if you're still carrying it around 4 or 5 years later, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, we haven't gotten rid of it. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny and, of course, Mary Jane, who is here to answer your questions if you should have one. It could be about anything, yourself, your pet, relative, anything at all. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Today, we're talking about kidney and bladder issues and how they affect your body. So, with that, Mary Jane, where would you like to go?
Well, we'll talk about some of the other things that the kidney and bladder can affect that you may not even think about. For example, intestinal issues, IBS. IBS, when they're treating the bowel, a lot of that's coming from the kidney. So if you don't treat the kidney, the IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome. Then that continues and gets worse and you get on medications and things don't change. So when you're looking at the body will, when I do the testing, the body will tell me exactly what's the cause and where it's coming from. And then the rest gets better. And I've had people who have had major irritable bowel or intestinal issues. And when you take care of the kidney, they get well and don't need heavy-duty medications.
To get. And also, with the muscle testing, you're able to pick up things in the body at a subclinical level.
Exactly, because people make it, often they come in and they'll say, well, I had all these tests, but nothing showed up. And again, pick it up at a subclinical level. By the time sometimes they pick it up at the doctor, it is to the disease level. It's quite serious. Other times they can, when they pick things up and they can be out of balance, sometimes it's just because things are out of balance with the kidney or, example, gallbladder too and liver, that if you correct it nutritionally first, all those values go back to normal without stepping up into like biopsies and doing more serious type testing. And you want to go with the basics, what's going on first. Like sometimes people come in, they have say example, fatty liver or liver enzymes are out of balance. Well, you want to take care. Why are the liver enzymes out of balance? If they have a gallbladder or bile duct that's not functioning well, that can cause that to be out of balance. So you want to take care of those things and make sure everything is functioning the way it should, and then reevaluate, retest, and see where they're at. Do the blood work again. Because it could be dramatically different.
Oh, and we've had that happen with a family member who went in and all their numbers were like totally off the charts, spent some time actually visiting, ate right, got on the right nutrition, went back home.
Well, it actually was someone with Wagner's disease, and their count, the test for the Wagner's was like almost 400. It was very high 300s, and when they put them on the right program, and it was only four weeks, and doing the right nutrition, and again, it was treating the kidney and the stomach, and doing that. At the end of that time, when they were retested, their test for that inflammation for the Wagner's was a 12. I think 10 is normal. So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, so, I mean, things can happen with the right nutrition, the right food. And the food, I mean, we're talking about normal food. We're not talking about extra snacky stuff. Yeah, we're talking about...
Basically, it's staying away from dairy and wheat. When you do that, that's like for kidney and gallbladder, liver... They do not like dairy and wheat. You can have butter and eggs. You could have some things, but not like milk and milk products and heavy-duty wheat.
Yeah, so it's just clean eating. Okay, we're going to go to Rose. Hi, Rose. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, Rose. How can I help you?
I I've listened to you for a while, and so I had told my friend Janice and Russ about you, and I know that Russ has seen you a couple times now, so I was really happy that
I know. Thank you for sending them in.
Oh, you're welcome. I actually, my question is about my daughter, Lindsay, who is 31 years old. She just seems to feel tired a lot, and just kind of her moods are always kind of all over the map, and you know, she does have some depression and stuff.
She has a really bad gallbladder and bile duct. So when her gallbladder is a 2 and the bile duct's a 2. So when it's that low, it's full, the gallbladder is full of heavy sludge. And the bile duct, the liver is not producing enough bile to flush that gallbladder and lubricate the body. So when you have that, you don't get the bile into the gut to break down your food. And when you're when it's heavy sludge, when you're a 2 out of a 10, then that backs up your whole system. That's backing up her thyroid, her heart, her brain is tired. So the first thing you would do with her is take care of the gallbladder and liver, and after that, a lot of things will come up to normal, or then you fine-tune what there needs to be done at that time. Does she have digestive issues?
You know, off and on she does. She's been told that she may have, like, the start of lupus, that's what somebody told her.
Well, with lupus, it affects your spleen, and her spleen, even with the gallbladder like it is, her spleen scores good.
Okay.
I would say this is what I see when somebody has something like she does. I consider that being in a crisis when you're a gallbladder, when you're a 2. And so she's just stuck. She's just stuck, and she doesn't know, you know, it's hard to get out of that unless you know what to do. And when you have that, again,
I think you're right.
It backs up all your other organs. So if you have tests, they're not going to be accurate. I mean, they may not be accurate. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And then when you clear this and you're retested, things change dramatically. So I would say for her, I would take care of her gallbladder and liver first, get things working, and then fine-tune as you go along. It's amazing how much will change. So you could tell her, you told Janice and Russ about me, you might tell your daughter.
Yeah, actually, I have told her about you. I have. So, you know, now I will tell her that I called you and got to talk to you and see maybe if she would, you know, come in. And I would sure like to see her feel better and have more energy because she has two small children and, not have so many up and down days.
Right. And when you have this, you're really tired. It's fatigue, your joints ache, you don't feel good, you can barely get up in the morning. So, you don't want to push her. You just want to give her the information and let her make up her mind. And that always works best. Just give her the information. And we'll be happy to take care of her.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
And I have to say, the gallbladder, because I've had mine kind of congested and full of sludge, you do. You feel awful. And, Rose had said that her daughter has, signs of depression. Well, it's easy to be depressed when you feel like crap. I mean, so.
Yeah, you just don't feel good. You're 2 out of 10.
Yeah, and to have up and down days. And again, the gallbladder is something so can, make you feel so bad, but it's so quick and easy to fix,
exactly.
In a matter of weeks. You could feel better in a matter of days, but you'll start feeling better with each additional day. So
exactly. And you look at what's going on with you. When you come into our office, we look at not only the nutritional, but where it came from, the emotional. So we could kind of expedite it, move it along a little faster.
Yeah. And when you do visit, there's no judgment.
It's easy.
It's easy.
You don't even have to say, when I'm testing what the emotion is, you don't even have to tell me. You just think of it, and I'll muscle test and get the answer. So people don't even have to tell me what it is. They just have to think of it.
So
it's very easy. It's not...
quick and easy. It's worth a try, Lindsay, if you're listening. You want to feel better, especially now that summer's almost here. Although looking outside, it's not looking quite like summer, but... it's okay because it's at least not 90 degrees.
Well, and it's whether it's gallbladder, kidney, or whatever it is, when you come in and you have an answer, it's like people's faces light up when I explain what I found or what their body's saying, because it makes so much sense to them compared to what they've heard. And it's about having hope that they can change that.
Yeah, there is hope.
The good news is whatever it is, it can be changed.
Yeah. So now... you talk about heavy sludge. How do people get heavy sludge?
Emotions, old emotions, liver, a lot of old anger, old stuff. It could be from the food you eat, from microwaving, from eating negatively charged food like prepackaged food, fast food. What I do is score everything and from 0 to 10. If it's a 7 or better, it's going to be good for you. If it's a 6 or less, it's going to slow your body down, and that's when that slows your body down, then it builds up in your body, and that causes the weight gain, causes the gallbladder issue, causes your body to get congested, because it's not healthy. You're not moving it. It's not alive.
It's dead and slow.
Yeah. So when things are alive, they're good for you, and you feel better. And so that's a big part of it. It could be from a sick electricity that you're living in. It could be the drains. I mean, it's your environment as well as anything. It's the whole everything.
Package.
Everything.
Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
You know I'm back. Like I never left,
I never left.
Another sprint,
another step,
another step, another day,
another breath,
another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
You know I'm back like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint, another step,
another step,
another day, another breath,
another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
Thank you for that little jam there, Benny.
So real fast, so that was the latest debut song from Macklemore, Glorious, with featuring Skylar Grey. That was in like a couple hours.
Way to
so,
go.
Yeah. So not me. It's your show.
So you heard it first. So, here.
Well done, ladies.
Thank you very much. We are...
Debuted it.
Yeah. What's the word? What's that word I want? I can't think of it. All right, we'll move on.
A release? Single release?
No. You know... When somebody does something really good.
Fantastically? like
yeah, know. Fantastically. Okay, we're super fantastic.
Super duper.
Super duper fantastic. We're having a super duper good time. And we're talking about kidney and bladder issues. So we're going to try and put some fun back into that. If you have a question for Mary Jane, now's your opportunity to call and get an answer to those questions that have been bothering you, those pains that you can't get rid of. So give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give our office a call at 888-777-4232. Okay, so we got the sludge taken care of for your gallbladder, which makes you feel crappy. And
and gallbladder will back up your kidneys. So it's like if you have one thing, the gallbladder is what I see, and bile duct liver is what can affect everything. Then your function and the rest of your body is low. When your body will show me in priority what needs to be dealt with. If you have a major gallbladder, bile duct, that's always going to be first, no matter what you have. And sometimes you... And if it's kidney, that's what we're going to go after first. And again, the thing with the kidney, it's not when you're thinking just a little bladder infection or kidney thing. It leads to some major issues. Kidney also has to do with helping with building your blood, It has to do with strong bones. So the kidney function has, you know, affects so many things in your body that sometimes you just don't even think about. It's important to keep your kidneys healthy, to have good health for the rest of your life.
It's got to keep those organs fine-tuned and working properly so they...
It's like if you have shortness of breath, urgency, I mean, and then if you're stiff at all, and sometimes bloating can be from kidney, not necessarily gallbladder. So, and stomach issues, when your kidney's backed up, it backs up your stomach, and you could have stomach issues from that.
Well, also, on a personal note, when my gallbladder was congested, I'll say is the word, I had knee surgery a couple years ago, and I could never get rid of the swelling or the stiffness in my knee. And Mary Jane said, it's your gallbladder. I'm like, what? How can my knee be affected by my gallbladder? But
Now Nancy knows better, too.
I do. See, even though I've known her all my life and ever since she's been doing this, sometimes I look at her and go, what? I don't know what you're talking about, but she does because I got on the right nutrition and lo and behold, that swelling went away and so did all the stiffness. So,
well, and how did she have a gallbladder issue? She was irritated that she injured her knee and had to even go through with that.
Resentment.
So was resenting that even because she was very healthy and never had any issues. So that's how that all comes about.
Yeah, it was not pretty. So, but I'm better now, much better. So can I ask, so can your bladder be affected by your gallbladder?
Well,
I'm just curious. I know the kidney can and the liver can, but can your bladder be affected by the gallbladder?
Everything is affected. If you have a gallbladder issue, you could have a stomach issue. You could have a toxic stomach issue.
Which then
that means that
your bladder.
you get a lot of bacteria in the stomach. When you get a lot of bacteria in your stomach, that's like pre-H. pylori. And you can get that from microwave foods.
That?
That's what ulcers.
Oh.
Ulcers. H. pylori is a bacteria in the stomach that creates ulcers. So when your stomach is toxic, those toxins go through your, and it could be because you got a backed up gallbladder and now you're dumping all these toxins. Your body can't get rid of it because if you got the gallbladder issue, you're probably not taking care of your stomach issue. If your stomach has enough hydrochloric acid, what's going on in your stomach? So then that bacteria in the stomach goes through the kidney and the bladder. When people say, I ate something and I had urgency and could barely make it to the bathroom to urinate, that could be just from something poison or toxic that was in the food they ate that when it hit the bladder irritated the bladder and caused that urgency. So that often, and when people say, a lot of women will say, oh, I have problems with urgency. Sometimes it has nothing to do with being older or having a weak bladder. It has to do with your stomach or it could have to do with an inflamed bladder. And you take care of that, and all those things go away. So you don't have to have chronic bladder issues.
So,
and you shouldn't have chronic bladder issues. That's not a good thing.
But, and again, by coming in to see you with the muscle testing, it's like you go through a muscle test. It's like, oh, your stomach. And people are going to be like, well, no, it's my bladder. But after hearing that explanation, it's the stomach causing the bladder issues.
And when you come in, when I do the muscle testing, your body will tell me number one, number two, number three, in order what your body needs to heal itself, to get back in balance. And when I get your initial protocol, whatever that is, it's like right on exactly what you need. I never have any doubt. I know if you take this protocol every day, that and I do the numbers, where your numbers are, where the organs are, when you come in, there should be a difference. It's predictable results because I use Biotics Research Nutrition and that the nutrition is top of the line, the best there is, and it's like every supplement in the bottle is almost the same. where when you go to a health food store or other stores, the quality control is not the same. And if you get one or two that's alike, that'd be a miracle. So you're never getting the same amount every time. And that's why sometimes people don't get well.
Yeah. Or they try and
they do the best they can.
Well, yeah. And they sometimes might be treating something, but they may be treating the bladder, but it has nothing to do with the bladder. It's really about the stomach. And on the stomach, I have a golden retriever, and he goes out, and he's been eating grass lately. I mean, constantly. And then he'll throw up. And so I thought, all right, this is not right. It's his stomach. So I started giving him a biotic product. And lo and behold, now when he goes outside, we have no more grass issues. I mean, he's kind of like, I took care of his stomach. And it could have been that he ate something while he was out, you know.
We have a lot of elk. And
so
animal, yeah.
Now it's kind of like just within 2 days, it's a dramatic change because I could be out there for 20 minutes and he's in the same spot eating grass. I'm like, hey, I am not out here to watch you eat grass.
Well, and, you know, I also work with animals and dogs in different situations, and it's the same thing. I treat the animals just like you do the same system and use the same nutrition. And with it, we have great success taking care of seizures in dogs and all kinds of major issues that haven't been able to be dealt with their vet. We pick it up in a different way.
Okay. Lots of good information today. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you're ready to make that big step and go in and see where you're at, give Mary Jane's office a call at 888-777-4232. I have to say, she's pretty amazing. And she'll come home and get to hear about miracles all the time. It's well,
what I do is fun. It's like, it's not, I never think about it as work. When I go in, it's just reading, doing the body, following the body, doing what the body wants, giving the nutrition, and then the results are there. It's like, if you're ready to get well and not resistant to getting well, there's nothing that will stop you. If you're not ready, like, for example, when I said to Rose about her daughter, is just give her the information. You don't want to push somebody into doing something because if they're not ready, it doesn't work. So they have to come in because they want to come in, and that's what makes a difference.
Yeah, not because mom wants you to go in.
Yeah, and when they're
else.
Ready, they will come in, and it's the same story. They'll say, oh, I wish I would have came in sooner.
Yeah, you hear that a lot too, yeah. Don't you? It is amazing.
Or I've been listening to you on the radio for a long time, and here I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Yeah.
That's always fun. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you slide on all your nights like this?
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic. you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
You try on all your knives like this. Put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too quick.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny, who's amazing, and we love him.
Oh, well, thank you very much, lady.
And, of course, Mary Jane, the star of the show. So, we are going to go to the phones.
I like that.
And we have Lee, who has a question for Mary Jane. Looks like I'm going to try and get this right. Abdominal pain. What is your question, Lee?
You overheard me talking about abdominal
pain. Yeah.
Good morning. Pain's probably a strong word. Just a mild discomfort that just started a couple of days ago, and I was listening to your show, and I thought, wow, this is kind of apropos. So I thought I would call in.
Okay, that's great. So what I get, it's your gallbladder. So your gallbladder is a two. Your bile duct's not bad, so that's a positive. The bile duct is when you don't have enough bile to lubricate the gallbladder. And so you can have abdominal pain from a gallbladder that's backed up. You could have bloating, gas, stomach distress, heart palpitations. Since you just got it, have you had any other type of symptoms?
Well, again, you know that word optimal health. I'm not 20, so you know there's some aches and pains and complaints, but generally I'm pretty fit and strong. And but I would like to be ache, pain, and pain, complain totally free.
Yeah, the big thing is you do definitely have the gallbladder does have heavy sludge in it. Because it's you test not just when you have heavier sludge in it, then you start to have more symptoms. And it could be things just moving through if you just got it. Sometimes things start moving through and you start feeling it. It's not that they can't do that on their own. People can have this and then, for example, if you're really active, things will move. Or if you got sick and got the flu, that causes that sludge to move out of the gallbladder. But when you have what you have, eventually you can be really tired. And this could happen in just a few days, too. And you could have achy joints or hips or...
Definitely achy joints.
Okay, I have a question that Mary Jane always asks everyone. So how's your digestion?
You know, again, I think it's all pretty good. You know, things aren't the same as when I was 20, but relative to all my friends at this age, I seem to be doing fantastic. So,
do you have heartburn or indigestion?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good. That's good. So, but what I pick, your stomach is good. I don't even pick up toxins in your stomach. What I pick up basically is your gallbladder, and it's got heavy sludge in it. And when your gallbladders are two, but the good thing is your other organs aren't, I think you probably just got it, but things will, if you keep this, if it doesn't clear, you could be tired, your joints will ache a little more, you won't feel as good. Your brain is a little tired. Do you have trouble with your memory or thinking clear?
I don't feel like I do.
Okay.
I'm not as good at Jeopardy as I used to be. Well, I know the answer, but I can't hit the buzzer fast enough to get it in on time.
Okay. Well, at least you can answer those questions.
But that's part of questions. Yeah, that's part of that front part of your brain being tired. It's like the sharpness and the memory. And but other than that, I'm not picking up anything else for you.
So it's just your gallbladder. Okay.
So the sludge, you know, does it seem like more like something that I'm holding on to from a long time ago and I'm not letting go of, or is it?
It's always that. It's always
that. I like my wine.
Oh, no. I believe everything in moderation.
I get it. Something 3 years ago that happened. Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes.
What's your brother's name?
I have two of them.
What's
one
their...
is Dave and Ken.
So Ken. So what's going on with Ken?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
And if you don't want to say.
Yeah, you don't have to say. You could even think about it.
And then say, I've got it.
Did something happen 3 years ago? It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be something that just happened. Does anything just pop in?
There was a situation where his daughter, very young, said something very young and kind of mean to me. And he's a little, it's complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that makes sense. Resentment.
So that's where this is coming from. Your question was, where is this something old, or this is what I get where that came from.
So, yeah. I would never have thought that. Well, I really felt like I let that go.
Well, that's the commonest question thing answer I hear. People feel they let it go, but your body still stored it, and there's still a piece of it there. So it doesn't mean you have to hang on to it. All you have to do, just by even recognizing it, gives you the ability to let it go at a deeper level. The other thing that you can always do is write him a letter, and every day you... read the letter and add to it, and the fourth day you burn it. And then that takes you to a whole different level. So there's your solution. That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Okay.
And then if you need help with your gallbladder, you come on into the office and, you know, you test pretty good. You should be pretty easy to get back in balance and back to optimal health, because you want to be the best you can be. And you want to take care of things before they get to be a crisis or much worse. And we'll be happy to take care of you.
Very good. Well, I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you, Lee. Have a great day. Mary Jane's office number, 888-777-4232. Again, another great question.
Exactly.
And if somebody said something to you that was inappropriate or that you took in wrong, again, it doesn't have to be this big, massive, you know, car accident. It's, like you said, it's the way you take it in. And now she thought she got, I love that. I thought I got rid of that. Believe me, Lee, I've gotten rid of a lot too, but it still keeps coming
back. Pieces come up.
It's that layer of the onion. You just keep
Well, and that's why with the muscle testing, your body has the answer. And when you go to it, it's always what is. It's never like, they'll say, oh, I don't think it's that. Well, it is. And once they think about it, it fits. They can clear it and look at it a little different, and it's all okay.
Well, it's just like today. She recognized it, so she's already on her way to...
Exactly.
To, yeah,
and believe me, writing that letter is, like, huge for getting... Because often people are... All this garbage is running around in your head, and some things are more apparent that you know you have issues with, like a divorce or... some family issues. Well, if you take care of it that way, then it's like you don't have to speak it to someone. You say what you want to say, and then you burn it. It's as if you've taken care of it, and it changes the way you think about it and feel about it.
All right. In that letter, that private letter, you can say whatever you want to say. So
exactly.
You don't have to watch your language or P's and Q's. You just write it all out. And
whatever is in your heart. Whatever's in your heart.
Fourth day, just burn that baby.
And then it takes you to a different level. And then even if you have to have a talk with that person, it's going to be a different kind of talk. You're not going to have that anger. And you're going to have more, you're going to be at a calmer level and be able to discuss it and make better decisions.
Okay, Mary Jane, any last words for our viewers today?
Well, just think about that you could be, like Lee said, she wants to be optimal health. Doesn't matter what little or big issue you have, we're happy for you to come in and give Rhonda a call and we can take care of you. It's about being the best you can be in every area.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for listening. I hope you all have a fabulous day and a fabulous summer, and we will catch you here next month. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Tune in every month and peel your layers like an onion into the healthier you. Learn with Mary Jane Mack how to achieve wellness rather than curing disease. Mary Jane has a remarkable ability to intuitively identify what's going on in the body, what it needs to be well, and how to make that change. She's also worked with thousands of clients and their pets from across the country with every physical illness imaginable. Make an appointment with her now by visiting MaryJaneMack.com or call 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232.